Hello, I'm Gary Robey, and this is A Call to Worship. Stay with us this next hour as we worship Jesus Christ as our mediator. Heavenly Father, let this special time that we have together, let this be a sweet hour of prayer. As we praise and thank you for the work of your Son, Jesus Christ, our mediator. By your grace, not only are we able to approach you on the basis of his shed blood, having made complete payment for our sin, past, present, and future, but also as your adopted children. And as we share our petitions with you, even now, as you hear our requests, he intercedes for us at your right hand. God, thank you for your love for us and the provision that you've made for us to be able to not only communicate with you, but as your Son knows our every weakness. And we take these things to you in prayer as our loving Heavenly Father.
Thank you. the ceiling, ringing in your ears, colored with the sound of your own voice. A cold and empty feeling accentuates the fear that your prayer is nothing more than quiet noise. And somewhere in the silence, you cry out in despair, though it seems that there is no way to break through. When you haven't got a prayer, he's still listening. You never cry a tear, he doesn't feel. He knows your heart, even if you think he does not care. Whatever circumstances may surround you, know the love he has for you is real. He has promised you that he'll always be there, even when you haven't got. Whispers from the Father, pleading to your soul to come home from the point of no return. Forgiveness still awaits you with the touch that makes you whole. Just listen to the Father's voice and that he feels the secret heartaches, that he longs to wash you clean. There is nothing he won't do to prove to you. When you haven't got a prayer, he's still listening. You never cry a tear, he doesn't feel. He knows your heart, even if you think he does not care. Whatever circumstances may surround you, know the love he has for you is real. He has promised you that he'll always be there, even when you haven't got a prayer. Turn from your ways and call on. Never cry a tear, he doesn't feel. He knows your heart, even if you think he does not care. Whatever circumstances may surround you, know the love he has for you is real. He has promised you that he'll always be there, even when you haven't got.
You're listening to A Call to Worship as we celebrate the reality that Jesus Christ is our mediator.
I must tell Jesus. like thine can peace afford. I need thee every hour, in joy or in pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is vain.
Thank you again for listening to this call to worship. I want to thank those of you who have written to us, who have sent a message from our website, or who have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry as you are led. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You will find us online at www.calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. You're also able to listen to this program as well as other past programs, and you'll find details regarding the music you hear on these programs. That website address is calltoworship.us. Thank you.
day, our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
A world of care and be-
in seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare. By thy return, sweet Isle of Prayer, sweet Isle. Petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless, and since he bids me seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace. I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet Isle of Prayer. And shout while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet Isle of
Sometimes been difficult for me. I felt like I was struggling to contact someone way out there somewhere. I tried to get myself in the right frame of mind and concentrate, but often I just couldn't. What a tremendous difference it makes when I remember to just talk to him, like a friend who is sitting there next to me. Knowing that he is always with me, prayer becomes so much more free and natural.
Since I never leave his presence, prayer never has to stop. I can talk to him anywhere, anytime, and about anything. I can thank him on the spot when he blesses me. And when problems come up and worries start to creep in, I can turn to him immediately and know that he is already working things out for my good.
There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God.
And there is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, because Jesus Christ is our mediator. The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 2, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Having then a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, for we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but one that hath been in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore draw near with boldness unto the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. In Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace. Those words from the Apostle Paul to the church at Ephesus. And in Hebrews chapter 2, therefore, it was necessary for him to be made in every respect like us, his brothers and sisters, so that he could be our merciful and faithful high priest before God. Then he could offer a sacrifice that would take away the sins of the people. Since he himself has gone through suffering and testing, he is able to help us when we are being tested. He is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he ever lives to make intercession for them. But now, Jesus, our high priest, has been given a ministry that is far superior to the old priesthood, for he is the one who mediates for us. With his own blood, Jesus Christ entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. Dear friends, please enjoy the access that Christ, our mediator, gives us to God the Father.
Lord, we need your grace.
This is a call to worship as we celebrate Jesus as our mediator. I'm Gary Robey, and I thank you for joining us today during our call to worship. Thank you for your letters and your financial support of this radio ministry. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 9-7504. You are welcome to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website, www.calltoworship.us. You can make a tax-deductible contribution on the website. You can also listen to the programs and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ, our Mediator, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Share of all your trials and tears, and now I found someone new who'll make it all disappear. And suddenly it all seems so clear. Isn't it amazing what a prayer can do?
Isn't it amazing?
When it all seems hopeless, He will pull you through. Heart grows strong when you finally turn to pray. His answer is already on the way. Sunshine, you know, a friend of mine, I haven't seen you round here for a long, long time. It's good to see your light shining down and give me strength to help me carry on.
Carry on.
Jesus, you're my special song. And isn't it amazing what a prayer can do?
Isn't it amazing?
When it all seems hopeless, He will pull you through.
How a broken heart grows strong
when you find.